Welcome to the Pool Nation Podcast, where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. We talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. Now let's welcome your host, with over a decade of industry insider experience and still the reigning champion of Marco Polo, Edgar De Jesus, and his co-host, John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas.
Welcome, everyone, to the Pool Nation Live Podcast. I am your host, Edgar De Jesus, and yes, I am the reigning champion of Marco Polo, along with John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and the famous Zach, the Pool Boy Nicholas. Today, we have a special episode coming to you from our visit to the Western Pool and Spa Show out in Long Beach, California. We talked to Sarah and Damien with Foothill Pool Care from Arizona. Got a great story on some of the things that they did for their business, especially when we're talking about profitability. I want to welcome everyone to our live podcast, the podcast where it's all pool talk, and we ain't talking about netting and jetting and splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. And yes, we will talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. But before we get started today, I want to thank our visionary partners for this podcast, the Ultimate Pool Tools, the SPPA, Blue Ray Excel, Aquastar Pool Products, Natural Chemistry, Raypak, Heritage Pool Supply, and Hayward Pool Products. We want to thank them for their continued support. So in this episode, we are talking to Sarah. We talked to them out at the Western Pool and Spa Show, and we kind of had to record their story. They have a amazing story of something that they had to do kind of during COVID, and something that's really kind of turned into a huge profit center for them. So let's take a listen to this recording, and we'll catch you on the other side.
I'm talking to Sarah from Foothill Pool Care and Repair, and she's out of Arizona. Sarah, we were talking to you. You took the class, or you took the, it was the business strategy class
that
we were doing.
Yes, the business strategy class.
And so after the class, you kind of came and shared an amazing story with me. And, you know, we talk about obviously making sure that everything that we do as a business, we make money, we focus on the profit. And so you did something that was really cool, and it's one of my favorite stories, because we're always talking to people, how can you be different? How do you look at your business? How do you really kind of find that profit without having to do more work, right? Can we turn things into a profit center and really make more money? And so you shared the story with me with something that you guys did, especially during COVID. So I want to share this on the podcast. So can you, for those that are still waiting, right? Because there's people that are waiting from the, so everybody, we did not spill the tea in the classroom. We made everybody wait. We made it a cliffhanger and told them that they needed to listen to the podcast in order to be able to hear what it was that they did. Yeah. So can you share with us what it was that you guys did?
Yeah. So when the Tabford factory burnt down in 2020, we got a call from our BDR, so our salesperson from Pool Corps, and was like, hey, we need to come up with a plan. So at the time, we were servicing about 650 pools, and our tabs were included in the cost of service. So we realized we were going to be in big trouble with the shortage and the cost increase that was about to come. So we came up with a plan to buy the original NSF-approved liquidator from HASA. And through him, we came up with the amount that we had to buy to get them at $150 per unit, which was 207. So we placed an order for 207 units. We also at the time bought a 1,000-gallon chlorine tank and set up a mini bulk delivery order and started filling our own chlorine in the back lot of our shop. And when they came in, we assembled all of them and started installing them immediately into people's pools. And we rented them out to all of our customers at $10 a piece. So we gave the customers an option to convert to salt, purchase and buy their own tabs, or rent this liquid chlorination system for their pool. And so we built them all, installed them, and then had a huge learning curve that came with it. And we struggled for the first few months, but we knew that that's what we had to do to save our business, because we were never going to be able to stockpile enough tabs to do it for our customers. To this day, we still have 197 of them that are rented. With the cost of chlorine increasing with COVID and over the last couple of years, we increased the cost to $20 per unit. They vary now. If we have to buy a new one now for a customer to use, you know, some have broke, we charge them $40 a month to do it, but we still rent them out to customers. So we get about $75,000 a year in extra revenue just from renting the liquidators that we started with in the spring of 21 when we got them already.
Okay, so I'm just giddy here over here, by the way, just to let you know, like, this is the stuff that excites me. So where did the foresight come from? Like, at what point do you guys sit together, bump your heads together, and be like, we have to find a solution to this? And what made you come up with that idea?
Yeah, so I really think that, I mean, Damien, my business co-business owner, when we talked to the BDR and we knew how many tabs we were going through a week, and he saw this and said, you know, you guys are going to be in trouble. All of the other people might be fine, but you guys are going to be in trouble, and we have to come up with something. And we started looking through all the options. You know, Rolochem has a tank. It's too expensive to rent, right? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of came up with all these things. And when we did it, it was a lot of work. I mean, we called 650 customers and told them, you have to pick an option or you can find another company. And so it was a lot of work. And they found this. We had meetings with HASA and waited for deliveries and met with the designer of it. You know, the liquidator itself is a phenomenal piece of equipment, but it brings out the problems in the pool. So, because it works on physics, pushes, you know, water in, water out, and there's no mechanics to it whatsoever. So if you have an air leak, your tank drains. And so then you're like, the liquidator is the problem. No, you need a new Jandy valve O-ring kit, because when the single speed pump shuts off, it's sucking air, which is draining the tank, right? Or if it's scaling, well, my alkalinity, I'm a little fudging it, right? Uh-huh. So and you have that. And it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work the first few months to really hone them in. And when we got them, because 207 was a lot, and with COVID shortages and everything, we got them in about chunks of 20, right? Mm-hmm. And so by the time we got them all in, it was June in Arizona, and it's 100 degrees. And so we really, really worked super hard to make them work, because we knew that was our business plan, to save our business.
So let me ask you this. So first of all, you turn it into an amazing profit center, right? Because now the units have paid for themselves. And that's pure profit. So we did the class, we were talking about it. We talk about, hey, you do something at 90% profit, right? This is pure profit, which is beautiful, music to my ears. And so I start to talk to people about it, and I talked about it afterwards, and some of the questions right off the bat were like, well, what's the maintenance like, right? And I think people go automatically into the fear of, how much headache is it gonna give me? And as business owners, that's not the mentality. It's like, how do we fine tune these things in to work for us, right? To make them work. And now you guys have it all figured out, right? So it's beautiful. So what were maybe some of the headaches, whether it was getting the team to buy into it? I don't know if maybe you had to have extra hoses, because I've used them before, and the roller cams, they get calcified. You got to kind of clean them. So what was that a little bit like?
There was a lot of pushback, right? And I think because when we first started this, and I think when the tab situation happened, a lot of people were like, it's not going to be that bad, right? I'll be fine. They'll figure it out. We'll get them from somewhere else. And so when we were talking about this in our market with other pool people, we were kind of laughed at a little bit and was like, no, you guys are stressing about something that's not going to matter. I stockpiled like 100 bucket of tabs. I'll be fine. But like, they had 150 pools and we had 650. And so we're like, 100 buckets will last us like a month. Like, not, we're out, right? Like, we're done. And so it was a lot of effort. And then to get our guys on board with it, because they're hearing the other pool people being like, it's not that big of a deal. Or now customers are starting to hear it once it's on the news in the springtime, right? Because going into winter, not a big deal. And so then they're starting to hear it, and they're starting to be like, we're really doing this? And I'm like, we're really doing this. Like, you guys have a job because of these liquidators. And that was a lot of things that we talked about in the meeting, was like, these are the problems that we're having. I hate them. They're, you know, I'm having to work so hard at them. And I was like, but you have a job right now because of this product that we're renting for $10 a month, which is so minuscule. But in reality, it was the thing. And, you know, the lines clog with calcium. And so then you're like figuring out how to clean it when it's, you know, 4 gallons of water mixed with 4 gallons of chlorine. Well, you can't really de-scale it with acid, because that's mustard gas, right? So you're kind of in this like range of how do we do this and how do we do it? And then we finally, after meeting with like the manufacturer of the liquidator and HASA, was like, let's switch to LSI. And we switched 100%. That it was June of that year. We switched 100% to LSI, went to trainings, trained all of our techs on LSI, switched to liquid drop test kits, and switched everybody to Taylor and bought all of that stuff and really put all of our eggs in the liquidator basket, because we knew if it didn't work, we didn't work. And they got on board. I'll give my team a lot of credit, because they hated it. They hated it, and they would sit in meetings and they would cry, or one guy was like, if I have to touch one more liquidator, I'm gonna lose it. And I was like, you got this, like you can do it. But they honed it in and they stuck with it. And so we have techs that were with us to that time that are still here, and they love them. They love their liquidator pools better than any other pool, because they stay clean, they work good, and they know how to maintain them.
So let me ask you, so you go from using a bunch of tabs before, so do you guys use tabs now?
Yeah, the customer just has to provide them.
Okay.
So we will use them. The customers will use to will provide them. So we've grown since this time, but we're pretty split, third. So liquidator, salt, liquidator's our lowest one, but salt systems, tabs, and liquidators / Rolochems, right?
Okay.
So we do some Rolochems now. Our belief is that tabs are not the healthiest way to keep water clean. There's more pure ways, such as liquid or salt. But we have that conversation with our customers, right? And being in Arizona, we don't have the greatest of water anyway. And so the liquid chlorine really does help the pools last longer, so we're not draining them as often and all those different things. But yeah, if customers want to use tabs, they work. Tabs work. They're tried and true. They are what they are. They're an easy way to maintenance. You put them in the floater, you walk away, you did your job, right? But when you take the whole health of the water and the maintenance of the pool to get your pool from one visit to the next visit to the next visit, and that water chemistry is what's important. We found that the liquidators and the liquid chlorine really is improving the quality of the water that our customers are swimming in.
During that transition, you switched. So before, you guys were inclusive, so you had chemicals included in your price.
Mm-hmm.
And so you switched. 650 customers, that's a scary thought to call 650
yeah.
people and tell them, now you got to buy all your own chemicals, right?
Yeah.
From a business.
It was terrifying. It was terrifying. And like I said, I'm starting to call people, because it happened in August, right? And so we learned, you know, started having our internal conversations in September. And it's like, we have to start calling people, right? And people are like, no, it's not going to be a big deal, or I'll just do it. And so we're showing up and there's like a bucket of 5-pound tabs, but there's like 8 tabs in there, right? And we're like, this isn't going to last very long, right? And then it came out on the news, and like, there's something so like warming in my heart that when it came on the news, then my conversations totally with customers changed. And it was like, okay, now let's have this real conversation about my pool. And I feel like they took some ownership in that, mm-hmm. because I felt validated, right? That it's like, oh, now she's not lying to me. Like, the news said so, so she's not lying, right? And so there was like this like shift with all of our customers that we had to have. And, you know, I'm not dissing salt or tabs, but they were so much more expensive. And to come to a customer and say, you have to spend $250 on a bucket of tabs, or you get this piece of equipment for $120 and you're good. Because one bucket of tabs is not guaranteed to last a full year, but this liquidator, that's going to stay the same.
Yeah.
And so once you kind of put it in like the math for them, I think a lot of customers finally started to really get onto it. And like I said, we've had customers that have had it now for 3 years since we started installing them in the early 21, and they love it, and they pay every month for it, and they're never going to go back, and they're happy, and you know they're not going to pay for salt because it's too expensive. And so it was that like little niche thing that I don't know, I didn't think it was a big deal, but then you tell people about it and they're like, no, that's a huge deal, and we put in so much work for it.
Yeah, it's scary from a business standpoint. I would be afraid to call 650 customers with the fear of half of them are going to tell me to go pound sand and I'm going to lose them all, right?
That?
It was terrifying. And the other really terrifying thing about it is math's not my gig, not a numbers person. That's not what I do. But when you sit down and you break this down and like, we're buying 207 units at $150 a piece. We're buying a 1,000-gallon chlorine tank. We're buying chlorine pumps. We're buying bottles and containers, and we have to hire a person to fill chlorine, right? So then you have all this like other capital that you don't really think about, right? We put $60,000 into this liquid system and you just hope in your guts that it's the right decision. And then in, you know, that 15 months, it pays off and you kind of are like I said, you're slightly validated. And you look at other people and, you know, we have people calling and they're like, do you have tabs? And we're like, no, we don't have tabs. Like, we can't get them. They're pulled. What are you doing? Well, remember when we talked about the liquidator and you thought we were idiots and you didn't really listen to us? Well, you know, so it felt really good at that point. And then even, like I said, even now I signed up two new customers that are going to start next week. And they both signed up at $20 a piece for their liquidator.
And so now your business model is any new customers that you take on, you give them the option?
Yep, they get the three options. Well, four. So we rent them a liquidator, liquid chlorination, like Rolachem, salt system, or they buy their own tabs.
That's just absolutely genius. And the fact that you guys have kept it now even more, right? Because I'll geek out. And if you guys listen to me, everybody gets tired of going, oh, yeah, I know your numbers, Edgar. I know your numbers. But this is the stuff that we could be great pool guys. We could be great installers. We can be all those great things. But really what the matters at the end of the day is A, how much money you're really getting to keep at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at things, you're like, what are those things that give me the most profit, right? Well, doing a repair, maybe if you're great, it's a 50% return on it, right? Or you do service and your business is 23%, that's great. You put something like this in, once it pays itself, it's 100% profit.
Well, and now we've even been able to put back into the business more. And so at the time we bought one 1,000 gallon tank, and now we have two additional tanks at $500 or 500 gallons a tank. So we have 2,000 gallons. I mean, there would be nights where the three owners would be there at 10 p.m. filling chlorine because we were out and the delivery didn't come until 3 p.m. and we had no techs left to do it. And we're over there, you know, running an assembly line filling chlorine in July at 10 p.m. And so, you know, we were able to put back into the business even more and get those new tanks so that we can rotate them. And when one breaks, because, you know, things break and chlorine's a chemical and it eats through those parts. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have to panic and we're not trying to, you know, be there at midnight or coming at 4 a.m. to make sure our guys can go out with their stuff, you know, and the guys going out and doing their job is what makes us money. And if they don't have it, we don't have it, right? And so we're able to put back into the business that way and really just step up everything else. And now it feels so long ago that it was a mess because it's just so fluid and it just works now, which feels even better.
Let me ask you, are you your co-owner?
Yeah.
And then who are the other two? Because you said three, right?
Yep. So Damien is the other owner. At the time in 21, I was not an owner. Okay. I was just the general manager. And it was a father-son owned business. And then my brother, Kyle Hoops, and I bought into the business. And what year are we in? February of 23. So we let his dad retire and we bought his portion of the business and really took it over.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It was a lot.
There was a lot of days that we really questioned if we were doing the right thing. Because we even started to question if we feel crazy, right? You hear like, what do they call it? Water cooler talk, right? And our guy at the time who was our shop manager would go to SCP and he'd come back and he'd be like, well, the counter guy says that this is crap. And I was like, are we really doing the right thing? Like, is this really the right decision? Yeah. And so, like I said, it feels really good to know it was the right decision.
RBDR, who at the time, he now works for Raypak, but he called me. I mean, I vividly remember I was standing in front of one of our commercial accounts, which is an Aqua Tots, and I was like about to walk in, and he called me, and I'm like, you know. And so he's like, hey, this is what's going down, dude. Like, there's problems, you know. And this is like, he's like, I'm not trying to like blow this out of proportion. This is what's going on. And I mean, like, I think I spent 45 minutes on the phone with him, hung up, called her, probably spent another 45 minutes talking to her. And his initial suggestion was the liquidator because cost, but he provided the other options. But it really came down to just, if we're going to rent something, just like you were bringing up with maintenance, we want to rent something that we can fix and we don't have, like, it doesn't have like a motor, right? So like, reduce mechanical parts. Now, huge shout out, and I don't know if it's allowed, but Hossa took care of us like that. This 100% happens zero without Hossa. And we did start off, they gave us, we got all these liquidators and they did not work. And then they were like, oh, you don't have the high flow kits. And we're like, what are the high flow kits? And why don't we have them? So then they like rushed us high flow kits. And then they rushed us extra parts. So like the little floats and all this other, all the little check valves and everything.
And flow meters.
They just kept providing stuff for us and really kind of like walking us through the whole process, even to the point where originally when we brought up doing mini bulk at the shop, they were like, that's not normal, you know, and with a combination of Justin and Hasa and us like talking it through, then they decided, okay, we're going to make it work. But to me, it elevated our game. Like we were heavy salt, always been big into salt systems and stuff. And that's what I grew up with. And my dad's the one that started the company. So him and I kind of rolled under that same idea. And then once we realized these weren't working and that it was our fault that they weren't working because our techs weren't doing a professional job, if that makes sense.
Phoning it in.
Yeah.
Like phoning it in the backyards. And then, like I said, then we put in the effort for the training and the LSI and all of that stuff. And I think it just elevated us as a whole company.
Yeah. And like, we've been a warranty station, platinum warranty station for Hayward for a couple decades, and we do J&D, and for a company that tells a lot of people they're doing their job wrong, we were doing our job wrong. And we had to tell our techs, like, you're not maintaining things the right way. Like, if there's a problem, you need to go take a quick look in the bathroom mirror and know that you're the one that didn't report that there's an air leak, or you're the one that, you know, didn't clean the line. You know, yeah, there's maintenance with it, no doubt, but I mean, it's minuscule once you dial the pool in it. And I think that's like the big stance of where we kind of feel as a company as a whole, is that it's about elevating your game and taking care of the pool as a legitimate professional. You can not balance the water appropriately. And if you're scaling a liquidator, what else are you scaling? Right? Are you scaling the heater? Are you messing up the pump? You know, like that's where for us, it changed it all. But yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot to take in the beginning. And now it's like
it's like second nature for them, like to go to these houses.
We used to joke, we're like, every work order is a liquidator work order. And now it's like.
And now maybe like one in like 50 because like a float breaks, right? But like, I mean, these parts are like 3 years old in chemically treated water. So, you know, now they're game changer and they're just easy now. They work.
And every time we discuss, maybe we should move on. And then Kyle, who is definitely the money guy, is like, you know, we make 70 grand a year on these, right? And I was like, oh, right, we do. We're not moving on.
We're not
this,
moving on, yeah.
Maybe we should get some more.
Well, and because they are NSF approved, we have a few commercial properties who we've also put them on the spas. And so we're not draining those spas because of high CYA from tabs, because you're not putting it in there. And that also changed that commercial game as well, because, you know, if a spa doesn't work in December, everybody's mad, right? But we're not draining the pools like that. We're not draining those spas like that because they're having that chlorine, and it just changed all of it.
Now, let me ask you one final question.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the questions for the pool pros, and I'll have both of you answer, but I think as business owners, we're afraid of the change. We're really afraid to lose customers. And that's our biggest thing, is like, we can't do it because we'll lose it. We need the money. You guys have obviously done that. So what advice would you have for somebody that's maybe in your spot, in your shoes, that needs to make that change? What encouragement, what words would you give them to go ahead and do that?
I mean, I would tell them, you know, we kind of talked about it. It's hard when you're the single pool guy to lose the one pool, because you need that money, right? But there really is some relief that comes at the end of the day, that you know that you did what you needed to do at that pool and in that specific situation, and you walked away from it. You know, there's times where when you don't, you have those situations where you're just miserable. It carries into other aspects of your life, and it doesn't matter how much money you're getting for it. Being miserable at home is not worth it. And I'm the person who does the phones and takes the calls and the upset customers and the happy customers and all of that. And if you take the time to listen to what the customer is saying and listen to it, you can have that conversation. And customers want to love their pool as much as you want to love their pool. It's their pool. And when you really kind of meet in the middle with that and say, hey, you have a big tree in your backyard and it's ruining everything, and you have that conversation, well, sometimes they're like, I love my tree, I'm not cutting it down, but I'll pay you to come an extra time a week. Then you don't hate yourself. They don't hate you. Their pool's easier. And it just took that simple conversation that you might not have to kick the pool to the curb. It's not that it's not okay to do that, but if you want to save that pool, have that open conversation with the customer and be open to what they're saying. If they're not going to cut down the tree, don't make them cut down the tree, but also don't instantly kick them to the curb either. Really respect what they're saying and find that balance, because, like I said, they want their pool to be easy for you and you want it to be easy for you.
I would say a lot of it is we didn't have a choice. It was do or die. And if I would have come up with this idea just all on my own, like, hey, guys, let's just switch to liquidators, I would hope that they would have punched me and told me no, just because of the effort that went into it. But that being said, again, at the time, I had my dad as my business partner, and they were Kyle and Sarah were part of it. They were involved in all of this, but my dad was my business partner, and he is old and old school, and change is not something that you do. And so this was like, I had to convince him. So just alone in the concept of change and the advice to change is, I tell everybody this, I am the out in the field person. I talk to customers and stuff like that. I'm the out there. I don't sell things. And I didn't sell this to my dad. I provided math. If you need to make a change or you want to make a change, you need to do the math, and you need to know that what you're doing is right for the right reasons, is going to be profitable, and is going to make you or your company better. And you can't be in a position where you're just like, I'd like to do this and wing it. Like, I propose a lot of crazy ideas, and these two reel me in on a regular basis. So it's one of those scenarios where change is terrifying, but if you've established there's a problem and you've done so properly with mathematics, and then you've then come up with a solution, communication is just the next side of it. People don't communicate well enough with their customers, and if you are confident in providing the reason why it needs to change, how it's going to change, how it's going to benefit both sides, and that you're doing it no matter what, then most people are 100% on board because they feel the confidence. So as much effort as we put into it in the beginning with contacting 650 customers in that portion of time, there was times that people were not nice and said very uncool things, and we all kind of felt like Randy Quaid in Independence Day with a tinfoil hat on, and was like, maybe we're crazy, but it was do or die, and you know, we did it, so it worked, thank God, but it worked. We weren't gonna not let it work.
Just an amazing story, Sarah and Damien, just absolutely amazing. When we talk about, you know, focusing on their numbers, and I know people joke around all the time with Edgar saying, know your numbers. You know, these are the things that we talk about. We talk about, you know, being successful at business, being able to know your numbers, looking for different solutions to your business to be able to make more money and to really focus on profitability, and doing a program like this and something that's going to give you guys $70,000 a year in pure profit is just absolutely music to all of our ears and a great story. So we want to thank you guys for being on the podcast with us, for coming downstairs, doing the show down to some of the training rooms to be able to record this story and be able to connect with you guys. And, you know, this is some of the things that we love about getting out to the conventions. It's about networking. It's about listening to other people's stories. And it's one of the things that me, Zach, and John talk about all the time, that there is a huge education value to it. We need to continue to educate ourselves to be able to get better. But to everybody listening, one of the biggest things, and probably the biggest thing that you get out of going to, you know, any of the conferences, any of the shows, is really the networking that you get to do with other pool pros in the industry. And Sarah and Damien are a perfect example of that. They come out, they share their stories. It's one of those where there was a little bit of a struggle, right? But it's something that has a huge impact on the business and the profitability of it. So when you go to network with other people, you really find a lot of solutions to your problems without having to reinvent the wheels. And now you've created a friendship. Now you have somebody that you can call to run things by and to bounce things off of each other. And that's a value that is really difficult to find if you're a single puller and you're out in the field by yourself, right? These types of events are the ones that are going to give you those opportunities. So anyways, I want to thank you guys for coming down, recording that, and everybody listening. We will be back to our normal schedule next week. Join me and John on Wednesday. For all of those of you that were at the boot camp, we're doing the giveaway this Wednesday on our Instagram Live. So tune in, and we'll catch everybody next week on Friday. Have a great one.
Thanks for listening to the Pool Nation Podcast, a member of the Pool Nation family. You can listen to us live every Friday here at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at Pool Nation or PoolNationPodcast.com, on Facebook, or on Instagram at Pool.Nation. And to find more info about Pool Invoice, the billing software built specifically for the pool industry, go to PoolInvoice.com. Before you go, this is what the pool industry has been waiting for. PoolManUniversity.com. It's the first platform dedicated to learning the swimming pool service and repair industry. A pool service community where you can connect and find videos on business, service, water chemistry, and repairs. See you there at PoolManUniversity.com.